Aviation decarbonisation, hydrogen planes. Hello and welcome to today's lecture on aviation decarbonisation, and we'll be specifically looking at hydrogen powered planes. I'll start the lecture today with a basic overview of aviation carbon emissions and highlight the two main alternatives to traditional aviation fuel. I'll then look at hydrogen energy and discuss how it's made. After that, I'll discuss how the company Airbus is trialling hydrogen fuel technology with a hope to start commercial flights by 2035. This will then follow by looking at the challenges of implementing hydrogen to become commercially competitive, and I'll finish with a summary of my findings. Okay, so let's start with an overview of carbon emissions. As aviation continues to play a key role in connecting people, transporting goods and supporting the global economy, there are worrying signs that unless significant changes are made to air travel, it is unlikely that carbon emissions will reduce enough to make a profound impact. Henderson 2021 reports, although emissions have reduced by more than half in the last 30 years, these benefits have been lost due to increased volumes in air traffic, meaning that the carbon dioxide resulting from air travel continues to drive a rise in global average temperature. There are two potential solutions that are being considered at the moment to reduce the increased volume of CO2 emissions: sustainable aviation fuel, SAF, and hydrogen power. The former is derived from sustainable sources and, according to both Shell and BP, can reduce emissions by 80%. The latter, according to Airbus, could reduce CO2 emissions by up to 75%. Both of these solutions could contribute to relieving aviation's global responsibility of up to 22% of CO2 emissions by 2050. I won't be going into any more detail on SAF today, as it's my aim to focus more on hydrogen power, so this is what I'll look at now. Hydrogen is a colourless, lightweight and odourless gas, and one of the most abundant chemical elements. According to The Economist 2021, it can also store more than 100 times as much energy per unit of mass than a lithium-ion battery, as well as its only byproduct being water vapour. Hydrogen is processed in a number of ways. The most widely used method of commercial hydrogen production is called steam methane reforming. This currently accounts for nearly all commercially produced hydrogen in the world. Commercial hydrogen producers and petroleum refineries use steam methane reforming to separate hydrogen atoms from carbon atoms in methane. In this method, high-temperature steam of 700 to 980 degrees centigrade under a mild pressure of 3 to 25 bar reacts with methane in the presence of a catalyst to produce hydrogen, carbon monoxide, and a relatively small amount of carbon dioxide. The second method of hydrogen production is known as electrolysis. This is a process that splits hydrogen from water using an electric current. The process may be referred to as power to gas, where power is electricity and hydrogen is gas. Electrolysis itself does not produce any byproducts or emissions other than hydrogen and oxygen. The electricity for electrolysis can come from renewable sources, making the process a more sustainable choice than steam methane reforming. There are other methods too that are in the research stage of hydrogen production, such as using algae and bacteria in sunlight to create hydrogen in water and converting biomass into gas and separating the hydrogen from it. It is therefore hoped that the latter, greener and more sustainable processes of producing hydrogen will make the current, high-temperature processes made from methane a thing of the past. Okay, now let's look at how hydrogen fuel is becoming a reality. testing hydrogen fuel for aviation has already begun. And at the forefront is Airbus, which is currently designing 3 hydrogen planes for commercial use, carrying between 100 and 200 passengers and reaching speeds of up to 511 miles per hour by 2035. Just to put this in context, a typical commercial plane like a Boeing 737 flies at speeds of 547 to 574 miles per hour and can carry, on average, 210 passengers. The new Airbus fleet will be powered by hydrogen combustion, a combination of oxygen and liquid hydrogen, which requires a safe storage system as well as fuel cells that convert hydrogen into electricity in order to power a motor, which turns the propellers, resulting in a resourceful but successful hybrid electric propulsion system. Moreover, O'Callaghan, 2020, claims that these hydrogen planes, which would look similar to traditional planes and be much quieter, could also travel up to 7,000 kilometres by 2040, meaning that most cities in Europe would be connected by hydrogen planes, and perhaps by 2050, two-fifths of European aviation would be powered by hydrogen alone. Okay, so now let's examine the challenges of hydrogen power. Reaching these goals relies on a number of factors, and generating hydrogen-powered planes does not come without its issues. The first of these is the cost. Henderson, 2021, claims that liquid hydrogen is currently 4 times more expensive than traditional jet fuel, and processes such as steam methane reforming are extremely costly. In addition to this, there are many questions on how green hydrogen fuel actually is. There are, in fact, 4 different types of hydrogen fuels, and 3 of them, grey, blue and turquoise, are all derived from fossil fuels. It is in the production stage where huge quantities of fossil fuels are used, and for many critics, this is seen as no different from traditional aviation fuel in terms of production emissions. The key difference, of course, is that hydrogen planes only release water vapour, not CO2, as a byproduct in flight. The only true environmentally friendly hydrogen is green hydrogen, produced through the process of electrolysis using sustainable energy. But unfortunately, this still needs significant investment to become a reality. Another serious issue, according to O'Callaghan 2020, is that the infrastructure to distribute and produce hydrogen is estimated to cost as much as $500 billion, which is due to the need for investment both from policymakers and the private sector, particularly in research and development. This, in turn, makes it difficult for these greener technologies to become commercially competitive in such a capital-intensive industry. The final issue relates to the storage capacity of hydrogen itself. As hydrogen has lower energy by volume compared to traditional jet fuel, it needs to be compressed into a liquid by cooling it to 253 degrees centigrade, which means that for the same amount of energy, it needs a storage tank on the plane 4 times the size. As a consequence, aircrafts will need to be redesigned to accommodate these larger storage tanks, as well as integrate the new but necessary systems and parts. Also, airports will require completely new groundwork systems to store and transport hydrogen so that a plane can be refueled and serviced on the runway. Okay, let's summarise. Despite the clear environmental benefits hydrogen-powered planes can provide by reducing aviation emissions by up to 75%, concerns still remain as to whether hydrogen can be produced at the substantial level required to meet the needs of the aviation industry without incurring a large carbon footprint. In addition, there are seriously high additional costs to implement hydrogen technology into airplanes and airport infrastructure, which needs significant investment. Personally, I question whether the technology will be outdated by the time commercial hydrogen flight becomes viable. Overall, it is clear that the aviation industry is trying to make significant changes, but it seems unlikely they will make a big enough impact in a short space of time, unless costs are brought down considerably. Thank you.